Return air undersizing problems. How undersized return air starves the blower. The symptoms it causes: high return static, low CFM, comfort and freezing problems. How to recognize it and practical ways to add return capacity. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is: the return side is the half of the duct system that brings air back to the blower, and it's the half that gets shortchanged most often. A system needs to return as much air as it supplies. Air can't go out the registers if it can't get back to the blower. When the return is undersized, too few grills too small, an undersized return trunk, a restrictive filter crammed into a tight space, the blower can't pull enough air. Total static climbs on the return side, and CFM drops across the whole system. Undersized returns are the most common airflow defect in residential HVAC, and they're usually the hidden cause behind weak airflow and the system can't keep up complaints. How it works: the blower develops suction on the return side. If the path back to it is restrictive, that suction shows up as a large negative static pressure. The blower is straining to pull air through too small an opening. Since CFM falls as static rises, an undersized return drags down the airflow for the entire system, supply side included. You can have beautifully sized supply ducts and still starve the system, because the return can't feed the blower. Low CFM from a starved return then cascades. In cooling, the coil runs too cold, high split, freezing risk. In heating, the heat exchanger overheats and trips the limit. Comfort suffers, the equipment works harder and efficiency drops. In the field, recognize it with static pressure. Measure return static between the filter and the blower negative reading. A large negative number relative to your total. Say the return side carrying most of a high TESP. Point straight at the return. Compare supply vs return. If the return static magnitude is the big one, the choke is on the return. Other tells: only one central return grill for a whole house, or returns that are obviously small for the tonnage. A return filter grill whistling or sucking a sheet of paper flat against it. Doors that slam or are hard to open slash close when the blower runs. Rooms pressurizing, because return air is restricted. A sign of return path problems room to room. The filter slot is a pinch point with a high MERV filter jammed in. Fixing it: add return capacity. Add return grills slash a second return. Upsize the return trunk and grills to lower velocity and static. Increase filter face area, a bigger filter grill or a media cabinet so the filter isn't the choke. Add transfer grills or jumper ducts slash undercut doors so closed off rooms can get air back to a central return. Normal values and targets. Return must match supply CFM. The system has to return what it supplies. Size the return path for the equipments. Design airflow about 350 to 400 CFM per ton. Return static should be a modest fraction of total external static. When the return alone is carrying a big chunk of a high TESP pushing total well over about 0.5 inches of water column, it's undersized. Grill phase velocity. Lower is quieter and lower static. Oversize grills rather than undersize them. Cramming design CFM through a too small grill spikes velocity, noise, and static. Filter face area sized so the filter's pressure drop stays low at the system's CFM. Bigger face area, lower drop. Common faults and what they mean. High negative return static, low system CFM, undersized return. Add return area. One central return for a multi-room house. Doors pressurizing. Rooms can't get air back. Bedrooms with closed doors starve. Add transfer paths or returns. Whistling filter grill. Velocity too high through an undersized filter slash grill. Upsize the filter face. Coil freezing slash furnace limit trips trace to airflow. Undersized return is a frequent root cause of a low CFM behind both. System can't keep up despite good charge and clean coil. The return is choking total airflow. Static pressure exposes it. Return pulling air from a bad location, for example a single return in a closed mechanical closet, starves the blower regardless of duct size. The opening to the space is the restriction. Tech tips and gotchas. Suspect the return first on low airflow calls. It's the most commonly undersized part of the system. Measure return static early. High MERV plus a small filter slot is a classic trap. Homeowners upgrade the filter and choke the return. Either give the filter enough face area or balance MERV against the static budget. See the filter pressure drop article. Closed doors break a single return house. Without a return in each room or a transfer path, closing a bedroom door pressurizes the room and starves it. Undercut doors, jumper ducts, or transfer grills fix it cheaply. You can't fix an undersized return by turning up the blower. More speed against a starved return just makes more noise and static, not meaningfully more air. Add return capacity. Oversize the return on purpose. Return ducts and grills should be generous. bigger than you think, because every bit of return restriction costs you system-wide CFM. Adding a return is often the highest value airflow fix you can sell. It cures freezing coils, limit trips, hot/cold rooms, and noise in one move. Safety/code notes. Don't pull return air from spaces where code prohibits it. Garages, furnace/mechanical rooms, closets, bathrooms, and kitchens are restricted as return sources prohibited source list under the Mechanical Code Section 601.5 because of CO, combustion air, and contaminant concerns. Maintaining proper return air pathways also protects combustion appliances from depressurization. De-energize before cabinet work. Cut return openings cleanly and keep them sealed to the structure.